That you're here tonight. You know something? I really am convinced that it is much easier to know the truth than it is to do the truth. That's where the real challenge of our Christian faith is found. And I think that really comes down especially to the last thing Jesus would tell his disciples. The very last thing. It should get our attention because Jesus told the disciples that last night in the upper room, a new commandment I want to give you. That you love one another, even as I have loved you. Along the same vein, one time a professional student of the law of Moses came to Jesus and said, "What's the most important command of all? If you sum it all up, you get down to it. What is the most important one?" And he said, "To love God with everything, to love your neighbor as yourself." It's real easy to quote that, to know that's the most important thing, to know that's what we should really focus on. But man, it's a thing altogether different to actually go and do that. I mean, how many sermons have you heard? How many times have you heard it preached and taught in Bible classes that we should love each other, we should be patient with one another, we should be kind to each other, we should be forgiving to one another? We know this. And yet, it's kind of hard to do it sometimes, isn't it? It's challenging. Somebody once said, I heard a preacher say one time, that there's nothing more frustrating than to hear somebody tell you what you need to do, but not tell you how to do it. When somebody says you ought to love your fellow man, you ought to love other Christians, and tells you that all the time, it's like, yeah, I know that, but how do I do that? It's virtually impossible to write a good check if you don't have any money deposited in the bank. If you're going to write a check of love, if you're going to try to give love to other people, you got to have something to draw from in your account, some deposits that have been made. You're not equipped to be able to love other people around you until you've come to understand the depth of God's deposited love in your life for you. It's only when you come to terms with that have you got something then to be able to give. So no wonder a lot of our relationships are in overdraw, or they're overdrawn, because we've really been trying to write out checks with insufficient love that is really in our account. But the love is there. We just have to tap into it and recognize it, recognize what's been put to our account. I love the verse in Ephesians 3, verse 17. This is from the New Living Translation, where Paul is praying something for his readers, and it's a prayer for you and me today too. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. You see, then you can sprout forth and show the beauty of God's love to people around you if your roots go deep into the beauty of God's marvelous love for you. A lot of times we have trouble doing that. We bump into each other. We find that we have a difficult time loving and forgiving and being patient with each other. And we bump into one another along the way because many times our lives are rooted in the wrong things. Maybe my life is rooted in my own ability to be able to muster the strength to be able to do it. And then I realize that my strength is frail. Or maybe I'm rooted down in something else, maybe the wrong soil, trying to draw power from it. But the Scripture would urge us in 1 John 4:16 to rely on the love that God has for you. That's what you need to rely on. That's where the roots need to grow deep. So a lot of people will tell you, go and love. It's the most important thing to do as a Christian, is to go love other people. But the only way you're ever going to be able to have the power to do that, the only way you can do that, is if your roots are deep, realizing the power of God's love for you. Shortly after the close of the New Testament, an early church father, a leader in one of the early churches by the name of Augustine, once wrote these words, "God loves each one of us as if there were only one of us." That's the depth of God's love for you. So when you read that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, you should take that personally. It's not just the way. He loved all of us as if it were just one of us. He's got that kind of love for you and for me. And I think that there's probably no better passage. I preached on this 2 years ago. No better passage on Mother's Day to emphasize the power of God's love for you than Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child that she has born? Though she may forget, a mother might forget, most of the time won't, but she might, then the Lord says, but I will not forget you. And you say, Lord, how can I know that? How can I know that your love for me is that great, that you would never, ever forget me? How can I know? And he says in verse 16, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. And we see that prophecy fulfilled when Jesus, the Son of God, was nailed to a cross with nails in his palms, engraving your name and my name literally on the palms of his hands. There's no greater love than somebody lay down his life for you. That's the kind of love that he has for you. And it's only when you realize that and your roots are growing deep into that that you can even have the ability to go and love other people in the same kind of way. Do you know that power of God's love? I want you to come and experience it. If you've not come to Jesus and given your life to him, then you might think, man, I can't even begin to realize the power of that. Believe that he did that for you. Confess him to be the Lord of your life. Turn your life to him and be baptized into Jesus tonight, if that's your need, or if you need prayers of encouragement that the love of God might be shed abroad in the power of your heart, that you might have eyes that are opened to see the height, the width, the depth, and the length of God's love for you, then that would be our prayer for you tonight. If you need to feel and know that, we'd love to pray with you. If we can help you, come to Christ as we stand and as we sing.